Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.
So we spent the week at the New England Food Show in Boston with Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream. And if you came and visited us and tried Vermont's other ice cream, well, it was great to see you. Now, let's keep that great taste going and the friendship that we made. If you are a retailer, if you're a restaurateur, please ask your distributor about getting Island Homemade Vermont ice cream at your place. For a store locator, visit islandhomemadeicecream.com and just click. It's Vermont's other ice cream. Vermont is our secret ingredient. Island Homemade Vermont ice cream. So here at the New England Food Show in the Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream Pavilion, Chef Paul from Chef Rubber has stopped by. And Chef Paul, nice to see you. Welcome to Boston.
Hi, thanks.
Good to see you.
Thanks, yeah.
And you stopped by and tried some of our ice cream, and you know a little bit about flavors and recipes and things. You cooked all over the country. You're here from Park City and from California and all over. And you said, hey, this ice cream is great. And then you told us why.
Right. So, first, it doesn't have a lot of overrun, so you haven't put a bunch of air into it, so it's nice and dense. And that's, you know, indicative of like Haagen-Dazs compared to Carnation or soft serve.
Sure.
It's not that one's better than the other. That's a preference, right? Because how do you define what someone likes or doesn't like? So for me, I like a more dense, cold, solid ice cream with not a bunch of air into it. And then it's nice and smooth and creamy, you know, as it like comes up to temp just a little. And the flavors aren't overpowering. It's a nice balance of ice cream and mint and ice cream and chocolate. Because sometimes people have a tendency to put too much cocoa powder or chocolate in their chocolate ice cream.
Right.
And so now...
Now, what's the purpose of that?
To...
If you put too much of the cocoa powder in things, are you front-loading it so that you get more of a flavor hit at the beginning?
I guess. I mean, it's, you know, what people interpret that their ice cream should be like.
I see.
You know, but for me, like your mint chip, your chips are nice and small. They're not shavings or an actual chip.
Right.
And that's a big difference. Like when someone says it's mint chip ice cream and it's these little tiny flakes.
Right.
To me, that's not a mint chip.
Exactly.
And then a lot of times they don't use good mint. So the mint tastes funky. It doesn't taste
right
like a fresh mint. And so it's just those, it's those little nuances where we have to balance how the mouthfeel is, the density, the overrun, the flavor profiles, and how all of it plays out.
And then there's a flavor memory. You bring up a great point, because our ice cream is supposed to taste like our ice cream. If we went and changed something and didn't have somebody that had that taste memory, we'd be in trouble because we'd be very inconsistent.
I think a lot of people taste what their reference point is.
Right.
And so you guys are in Vermont, which is different than where I grew up in the coastal California, which is different than Tillamook, Oregon.
Right.
You know, they're making their own ice cream there.
Yes.
So I went to Tillamook. I tried all their ice creams, and everywhere is different, but people in the Northeast are different than the Southwest.
Exactly right. We only thought it was us, right? So you're here at the show. What brings you to the show this year? You guys have been here exhibiting and making a lot of friends. How's it going?
Really good. It's obviously a small regional show. It's not the big national ones,
right,
like NRA, which I actually really prefer, because then there's time for us to experience and talk.
Yes.
And I probably wouldn't have seen you at NRA because there's...
We would have been lost,
yeah,
miles
it's
away.
Just too big. But, you know, do you really want to be there anyways?
Well, that's it. We want to be able to talk to people who we can get our ice cream to. Our footprint is growing, but it's still limited by geography and things like that. And right now, it doesn't make any sense for us to sell our ice cream in Iowa or someplace like
that. Yeah, there's ice cream manufacturers there, and there's plenty of business here. I mean, if you think about just even other people making ice cream as well as the national brands.
Right.
So how do you differentiate and compete in a marketplace. You just let people try it, and you know, not try to define yourself as the best, because it's subjective.
There you go. Right.
Right.
Now, you're a great teacher, and you do a lot of instructing. Tell us some of the places that you teach, and what good word you're getting out these days.
Well, I teach all over the world. I was in Switzerland teaching. I've done stuff at Johnson Wales University, Culinary Institute of America, Nochi down in New Orleans, French Pastry School, Lenote School. So I go around, and basically I'm just trying to dispel the heavy marketing that people do, and let's just get kind of back down to basics. And so a lot of times this younger generation is overly influenced by social media.
Right.
And they're told what's the best, or they're told what something should be like. And for me, I really think it needs to be more of an individual experience. And so I'm older, obviously. You know, I'm pushing 60. My reference point to what I think is good is going to be completely different to what someone else's reference point is.
Of course. It'll be interesting to see where the Generation Z is in 20 years and 30 years, when their tastes start to mature a little bit, and you know, time catches up with everybody.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, our taste profiles change, obviously.
Right.
Even mine have, you know. So when I was a kid, I had really cheap nickel thrifty ice cream,
of course,
mint and chip, and I probably wouldn't like that today like I like your mint and chip today.
That's a great point. You know, how many times have you gone back and have tried something that you tried when you were a kid and you loved, and you're disappointed by it? You know, it's
exactly.
Like, oh, this isn't how I remember it.
Yeah, like I can't really eat, and there's nothing wrong with an Otter Pop, but I'm going to eat sorbet.
Yes.
You know, Otter Pop, frozen water, it's Kool-Aid, not so much.
So you're looking to kind of try some of the Boston dining experience while you're here. Where are you thinking you might end up?
Well, we've been to a couple of really interesting places. We went to Piccolo's last night. It's this little tiny neighborhood Italian restaurant. And so we're looking for more stuff that's off of everyone's radar.
Yes.
You know, so we really want to get down into not being a tourist.
Right.
And going to the famous places, which are probably all really good. But we really like stepping out into the back street and going to where the locals go.
Sure, yeah, that's it. You're right on it. And I know that you'll have a lot of things that'll open your eyes and your palate, and you'll have a lot more to teach about. So this is it's great to have you with us. So great to hear what you had to say about our ice cream, and just to hear you talk about food in general. It's really great.
Yeah,
how do we follow Chef Paul? How do we find out more about Chef Paul?
Chefrubber.com.
Chef Rubber.
Yeah, chef like a cook, rubber like a rubber band. I know it's a crazy name, but so is Island Ice Cream.
Right?
Right, you know.
You've had to explain to more people why there are islands in Vermont, but I got you. And you know what? We'll tell the story, and it's so great to have you with us here at the New England Food Show. Chef Paul, Chef Rubber, thank you.
All right, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Just fresh from our stay at the New England Food Show with Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream, making so many friends, scooping so much ice cream, having so much fun. And collaborations and get-togethers come out of a gathering like this, and so it was with our friends from Vermont, the Waffle Cabin. You know them at the ski areas in the Alpine, and they were there at the New England Food Show. Our friend Peter Kreif and Kristal and Greg and so many others, and more and more people were walking by, munching on these amazing Liege waffles, the Belgian-style waffles, authentic, as a matter of fact, and we got the idea of having our maple bacon ice cream, right? Perfect for breakfast, on top of one of those amazing waffles. How did it turn out? Just listen. So here we are at the New England Food Show, and we ran into our old friend Peter Kreif from Waffle Cabin. Nice to see you in Boston.
Likewise. Here, good to see you too.
Good to see you. We're here with Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream, and Peter's here with Waffle Cabin and his crew, and making so many friends here at the New England Food Show. Everybody's trying these wonderful waffles. And just take us through the waffle for a minute, Peter, if you would, just to bring everybody up to speed, because this is a special waffle.
Correct. So instead of the waffles being made from a batter, this is actually made from a yeast raised dough. So it's the it's basically dough instead of a batter. So like, think of a pizza dough ball, and it's got the yeast in it, what makes it rice, but it's got the butter, it's got the vanilla, it's got the pearl sugar. So again, it's a very rich dough compared to the batter that you know, and that's basically what we do.
Yes.
So we're going to try this out with the ice cream.
We're going to try this out. We've had so many people come by our Island Homemade Vermont ice cream booth here, and especially trying our maple bacon ice cream first thing in the morning. So we said, you know, this would go really well on waffles. So we thought we'd give it a try. So we have a fresh waffle right out of the waffle iron that we're going to take a scoop of our maple bacon ice cream. Yes, there's real maple. Yes, there's real bacon. And we're going to put a scoop right on that beautiful waffle. And it's going to, well, it's going to be amazing. Here, you have the first bite.
So hold on, let me see. Let's see how we try that.
We're going to...
There we go. We got some utensils even because this is...
We are a class place. Christelle, how is the show going for you?
Very busy.
Yes, everybody loves your waffles.
I know, yeah.
To be honest, I think we're probably the busiest booth in the whole show.
You're
seriously.
One of them. I believe it. Yes.
It is unreal how we've been handing out waffles.
Well,
yesterday we served about 1,000 waffles.
Yes.
So here we go.
1,000 waffles. That's amazing.
Here we go. Let's give this a shot and see how I can break off a piece, get this going.
All right.
And so you got to remember, I'm a vanilla guy. To do this is going out of my comfort zone already. But it looks good.
Right, so we have the bacon, we have the waffle, and we have the maple. Right? It's a winner? I think we have a winner.
It is a winner. It's like that salty caramel.
Yes.
From the bacon. Yeah, this is good. Man, yeah. You can taste the bacon.
Yes.
It's got the bacon bits.
And yet it's got that great mouthfeel from the fresh waffle right off that waffle iron. It is fresh baked and it's so good.
Yeah, I can't talk too much. I got some waffle and ice cream in my mouth.
Good job. This is what we like to see. So I'm going to try some. Yes, thank you so much. Don't mind if I do.
Do we have another one? Like that, Bruce.
Oh, perfect. Here, let me just grab that side there. And I'm going to have a bite myself. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maple bacon.
So it's the best of all possible worlds. We have the maple, we have the bacon, we have the waffle, all of the major breakfast food groups right here. Wow.
This is pretty neat.
What a good idea.
we should get a patent on this.
Maybe. It might work. Well, where can we go to find out more about Waffle Cab?
Well, either go to wafflecabin.com. That's probably the best way. And just take it from there. And if you want to get in touch with us, that's the way. Or you can see where we are located and get a waffle.
And hopefully there's a waffle cabin close by where you can find Island Homemade Vermont ice cream.
Exactly.
Peter, Christelle, thank you very much.
Bruce, thanks for coming in with the ice cream.
Bruce Newberry.
The food dude.